my God, how is it Monday already? Oh, how the time friggin' flies. I don't like it.
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Question out there to all of Hollywood that was out at the Emmys last night. Why do you think we care about your opinions? We don't! Man, fucked it! Da da da! All right, enough of that. I think we are ready for the show. Notice Hoppy Hour.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H O P P E. H O P P E. H O P P E.
You already know how we are in the system.
I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls?
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, how would you like some breakfast? Would you like some breakfast?
What would you like for breakfast?
I could go for a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
I don't want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
Too early for a cheeseburger? Look, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
What do you have?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger.
Got it.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
What are you doing up so early?
I just want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. For what?
Because it's National Thank You Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot to be thankful for.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you.
Thank you's not enough.
Well, that is going to change today.
Happy National Thank You Day.
Ready?
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
Oh, my God. So my mom's in town. We're hanging out. Now, this is going to sound bad. She sleeps on the couch. I sleep on the bed. But I'm in a studio apartment that's pretty big, but it's still a studio. But she prefers the couch over the bed. But it's so weird. Like, I can't go on Pornhub. I can't even put on Howard Stern. Of course, I tried to put him on this morning on my Alexa. And he's talking about, like, semen. And I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that today. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, me and my mom, she always needs food in the house. I can go all day without eating. But last time we went to Walmart, and I love those Pepperidge Farm either vanilla or coconut cakes. And I told myself, because I got it, like, because it's like a tradition every time my mom comes out, if she comes out around my birthday month, she'll give me those Pepperidge Farm cakes. And last night I ate like 3/4 of it. I kept getting up in the middle of the night and eating it. And surprise, I had a stomachache. It was no good. Man, I wonder why I'm stuck at 288 pounds. I've lost 12 this year, but that was no good.
This morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
No smoking signs and citywide bans have chased you across the country with the tenacity of Wile E. Coyote on rocket skates.
No, we're left behind now.
As the last of your people, you and your Winstons march sorrowfully down the Trail of Tears.
They'll never take me alive.
As you puff away in your 1920s-style speakeasy basement, another smoking ordinance is threatening to tunnel under your home.
Going out in a blaze of glory.
So go ahead, circle your cartons in a desperate last stand. Stick a Marlboro in your mouth and charge maniacally into Tobacco Police Headquarters. Because after all, they can have your smoke when they pry it from your cold, partially inflated lung.
Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
Oh, yeah. You remember those commercials? They're funny.
Woohoo.
I'm so out of sorts with my stomach ache from eating all that cake. That I forgot to do this. This would describe Monday, that I would forget to do this.
Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
That is.
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early. I
got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, really?
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, really?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
One more time.
Oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
This is not headline news. The Emmys took place last night. It's the one night every year when Hollywood honors its best TV shows by putting on one of its worst TV shows.
Oh, yes.
A Humpty Dumpty statue was stolen from a New Jersey golf course. In defense of the thieves, they did save it from a great fall. The Pope canonized the Catholic Church's first millennial saint. He'll be the patron saint of selfies. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen made their first public appearance in a while. You can see it yourself by Google imaging meerkats. And a Rhode Island teacher was arrested for biting a student. So says the latest from Army Hammer Elementary. This is not headline news.
And now, the award for most overdone joke at the Emmys last night. And the winner is the You Didn't Win the Award joke.
Kathy received an Emmy nomination for her work.
Alan did not.
Did you win?
No, I did not.
And if I win, I promise to keep my speeches short.
So you already lost.
All right. 45 seconds. That's what you got. To start the show, I am going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. So, if you stay 45 seconds, it stays at $100,000. Every second you go over 45 seconds, we will deduct $1,000 away from the Boys and Girls Club. I know. Can't change it. This is a game I made up, and these are the rules. So,
and it didn't go well. My mom is in town, so she's watching it from my apartment. And I went to the children in Pinellas Park last night to watch the riveting Vikings-Falcons game. But I'm telling you, I think my mom likes Nate Bargatze more than me. My mom has his book. She's seen all his specials. He has bitch slap face. Here's what I don't like about Nate Bargatze. He just has that comedian face. And maybe it's because in 2017, he was supposed to call into Hoppy Hour and did not. But then I think there was even a time he skipped out on Kelta. I know he skips out on Kevin Klein from Klein and Alley and other radio shows. He's one of those douchebags where when he needs you, he'll use you. But once he's famous, he forgets about where he came from, like most of Hollywood. And he thinks he's better than Hollywood, but he's just another douchebag comedian. And it reminded me of The Critic, the cartoon from the 1990s that I was 2 years old when it came out, but I had the DVD. Why did it remind me of The Critic? Because in The Critic, it's by John Lovitz. He was the voiceover of the guy named Jay Sherman. And Jay Sherman is a loser movie critic on TV.
Hello?
And this is the
Hello,
intro.
Jay, this is your boss. I've just obtained legal permission
there's
to
a reason why I'm playing
for sport. And I wondered if you'd like to come to my ranch tomorrow. Bring your jogging shoes.
Oh, yeah, I love this intro. Reminds me of all 26 episodes I watched growing up.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scene in an episode where Jay Sherman and his friend go to L.A. to try to get famous out there. And they're flying over, like, Kansas. And they fly over farmers. And the farmers have this to say. But first, let's do this. It stinks.
It stinks.
All right. Here is the scene where they are flying over farmers who begin shooting at their plane.
Just think, down there between New York and L.A. are all the people that go to my movies.
Look, Pa, the 925 to Hollywood.
Yep, those are the folks who fill our lives with blockbuster movies, moronic situation comedies, award shows where award shows win awards. Get my gun, boy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We're being shot at by farmers again.
Every time there's an award show where all the people kiss each other's asses, I think of that scene. Now, you're probably going, what was the critic like? Here is Jay Sherman saying the sorry state of films in 1994.
Hello, I'm Jay Sherman. This morning on English for Cab Drivers, I was going to teach you how to say he was already dead when I hit him. But instead, I'd like to read this essay, The Sorry State of Films Today. Tomorrow, this essay will appear in every major newspaper in America. But I'll reach more people by reading it on this low-rated early morning cable TV show. I am a movie critic by trade, and until recently, I got paid to tell you people which movies merely stink and which ones you shouldn't screen near an open flame. Well, I'm putting the burden of lousy movies back on you. It's very simple. If you stop going to bad movies, they'll stop making bad movies.
Uh-oh, the jig is up.
If the movie used to be a TV show, just don't go. After Roman numeral 2, give it a rest. If it's a remake of a classic, rent the classic.
It's hopeless. All the critics have sold out. We just won't give out an award for best criticism this year.
There's something on English for Cab Drivers I think you all should see.
Tell them you want stories about people, not $100 million of stunts and explosives. People, it's up to you. If the movie stinks, just don't go.
If the movie stinks, just don't go.
If the movie stinks, just don't go. What am I saying?
Yeah. I think of that scene every time I think about how much Hollywood kisses each other's asses. I just find those award shows to be absolutely nauseating because they think they're better than us, even though they're a bunch of mutants who probably hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. And then you had Stephen Colbert, I brought my resume. And then he wins like best talk show. And it's like, that's because he's the martyr. He's not good. He's not talented.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is almost here. Yep, you can tell it's almost fall because the seafood at the Times Square bubblegum is starting to turn from green to brown.
According to a new report from the real estate website Zillow, the worst time to purchase a home is in the fall or winter, and the best time is in 1958.
Dunkin' Donuts announced their new fall menu, which includes a Halloween Munchkins bucket.
Yeah.
50 munchkins in a bucket. Take that, Ozempic.
Not bad. Man, I think Jimmy Fallon got some new writers because he's been pretty funny lately. He's been on point. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Now, I often say that I have Gen X humor in me. I got millennial, obviously, but I also, it's called Zillennial, or you're part Gen Z, part millennial. But there is no one better than me that is a boomer, besides one thing, when you set up an Amazon Echo. So I bought an Amazon Echo because my girl has one, and I like being able, when I'm at her house, to ask what the score is or turn on music. So I bought one, and it's cool. It works. But I didn't know that if you press the mic button and it's or it's red, that means you just got to press it again to unmute it so you can talk to it. So for the last few days, I was thinking it wasn't working. The last few days, blah, 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 da, da, da. And then I go on ChatGPT and it tells me, well, you just got to press it and then ask it something. And that feeling, when I freaking figured it out, was amazing. Gen Zers create presentation to teach parents how to use exclamation points in text.
Mom and Dad, I love you, but you need to get better at texting. So when you emphasize something, it means you agree with what they are saying. You're in the same situation as someone ignoring you and you want attention. Let's go over an example. I sent this text and I said, I'm at a bar with Alex Cooper, and you emphasized it.
I was excited for you.
That would mean that, like, you're also at the bar with Alex Cooper. Were you at the bar with Alex Cooper?
No, but I would have liked to have been.
This would be a great like. Give it a thumbs up.
That is the douchiest thing. I do think they don't mean to be, but when boomers send you a thumbs up, it's like they're trying to say, I want to end this conversation right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a thumbs up to this segment.
Mm-hmm. Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. What a freaking banger do I feel like playing right now? I want to make sure that you guys really get to hear a banger on this Monday, unless you're not listening on a Monday. Maybe it's a better day than a Monday. Maybe you're listening in the future or whatever. What could I play? What could I entertain you guys with? Because I know you're like, Ryan, please play a banger. That's going to get the club going.
Day with you, go.
Fed up again, I guess I messed up again. Or sped up again, I should have fessed up again. Like Boosie, just a friend, and I'm a man, I don't pretend. Why would I waste my time with a 9, I got a 10? When I'm out, I'm working, boo. When I'm home, I'm working you. Or spark the green when you blue, girl. You know how I do. I crack a joke or two, then give you a poke or two. Take us a toke or two, do what I'm supposed to do. Open up doors for you, pull up your chair. I really care, babe, I want you here. I need you right next to me, flex with me, back and forth texting me, more than just sex with me, girl. I need you, you, you in my destiny, deep inside my chest with me, secret on my recipe, girl. I need you, you. And all them things that you do, you keep running away when I'm looking for you.
And fighting the blood, sweat, and tears while you build your career. And yeah, I play the back. Never in it for the money. Always have my own stacks. Never made you feel trapped. Never ever did I slack. If you was going on tour, I would have your bags packed. Listen, and nobody could ever say I'm out there crazy. Whether you was home or gone, I was still your lady. So much more than a woman, I will run them routes. Always right by your side, ready to thug it out. Always showing up in class for what more could you ask it? If I did the math, I'ma owe you on 5. I put up with your lies and all your little sighs. But my love was so strong, so I held it all inside. And I should have been, I could have been your one and only. But you strayed so many times and you left me lonely.
wasted my night. I gave you my heart, I gave you my life. I told you my story, I gave you the truth. Every bit I had left, Ma, I gave it to you. You told me a secret, I kept it with me. And then I became it effortlessly. I'm hoping you listen, like in the beginning, when we were both wishing to be in position. The minutes, the hours, the days. My life is a book, the words are the page. Do you ever feel a ways when you see me on stage? Do you stand in the maze with your eyes all glazed? Been on my mind all day like little Lilo label. When the high goes away, it's like my mind blows away. But my mom always say, if she loves you, she'll return and never be a guy with them, cause guy with them's never learn.
Where did she go? She's
That was The Day and Lumidy. Where did she go? She's right here. Sitting on my lap.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
My inbox blew up this weekend, and usually it's from haters that want to see my downfall, that live in Cleveland, that are miserable, and I'm going to win you guys over someday. But until then, I made a post. So I worked at America Weekend, which was a radio station in Milwaukee at iHeartRadio Milwaukee 12 years ago. And I would drive from Illinois all the way to Milwaukee. And at that time, my dad was fighting cancer. And my dad wanted me to send him pictures of what the radio station looked like. So I said, hey, Dad, I just got renewed for 2 more weeks up in Milwaukee. More money for 2 weeks. And then I will see where it goes from there. Here are some pictures of it. And my dad said, thank you so much for the pictures. The area looks cool. Keep up the good work. I am proud of you. Love, Dad. And I posted that. And we had some comments in the comment section. Maria said, that's awesome. Your dad watches over you, which I don't believe because I don't believe in afterlife. Keith Connor says, oak tree comes from oak trees. Not sure what that means. My mom's friend, Jody, who I adore and love, said, glad you found that. Penny O'Leary, my mom's friend, said, so sweet. And my former boss, Kipper McGee. We got to get some pump-up music for this guy, man. We can't just play the rock bed in the background for them. We got to really emphasize how gangsta Kipper McGee is. Kipper McGee says, first of all, congratulations on being hired by Tom Bernard. Remembering that and seeing all the challenging times, Ryan, your grace and poise was the pillar and strength for your mom and everyone who loved him. And your path since then is a testimony to your passion, and your growth will only continue. You are positive proof that momentum is the best mentor. Stay in motion. The edge of your brand width is where opportunity lives. Your dad would want that for you. We all do. Hell yeah. Thanks, Kipper. Usually I get someone that's like 70 downloads. Rubber's better than you. It was kind of nice getting a compliment. All right. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not doing the longest show today. I'm not in the mood for it. Not really vibing with it. So let's get through the entertainment news. Alrighty, what the fuck's going on?
Jessica Simpson makes a rare comment about ex-boyfriend Tony Romo.
Why? 17 years ago. It's a lifetime ago.
While performing at the 2025 Women Who Rock benefit concert in...
Oh, it sounds like such a fun time! I'm sure they love men.
I've Woman Who Rock benefit concert in Pennsylvania, September 5th. The singer details a recent interaction she had with a retired NFL player. With videos posted to social media showing Jessica telling the audience, a couple weeks ago, my mom got a phone call and he's like calling my mom saying, well, Tina, I'm selling the boat. And my mom's like, okay, and? And he's like, well, Jessica's name is still on the title. For some context, Jessica reportedly gifted Tony a $100,000 speedboat in 2009 for his 28th birthday.
Artist.
The Grammy-nominated artist continues her story saying,
it's crazy to think that I'm older than he was in 2009.
So then I get paperwork and I have to sign over this boat for him to sell. And guess what he gave me as a thank you?
What?
Plastic cups. Honestly, plastic cups. I'm like, wow, I'm glad we didn't work out.
You sound like a bitch. Mm-hmm. You're just mad that you're washed up and your music was mediocre at best.
Oh, these weird comments from Jessica about the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback come after they called it quits in July 2009.
Your cups weren't good enough. That means you're a bougie moron that has no personality. Some would even say a washed-up hag.
After 2 years of dating. With the
and you can still be pretty and be a washed-up hag. And that could be of any gender. If you are just in the middle of your 40s and you're talking crap about other people, you're nothing. Mm-hmm.
45-year-old going on to reveal in her 2020 memoir, Open Book, that Tony broke up with her after finding an email on her phone from ex John Mayer.
Yeah, she was cheating on him, but she's never the problem. It's everyone else. Describes your career.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo. I'm just getting filled in by Justin Penio about all your hard work this year. Mm-hmm. I just want to say congratulations. Proud of you.
Hey.
Justin speaks very highly of you.
What is?
And good luck the rest of your senior year and beyond.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Go get him. Mm-hmm. Justin also wanted me to tell you that you're lame.
I am.
All right. Have a good one.
I had a teacher named Justin Penio, who was also a football coach, one of the 9 coaches we had. He should have been the head football coach. The one we had was no good. But John Hersey High School does have Cleveland Brown colors, so they're lizards. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he should have been the coach, and he was the tight end for Tony Romo in college. So Tony Romo had multiple tight ends. He had Jessica Simpson. He had Tony Romo. I'm just kidding. He had Justin Penny. I'm kidding. But he was my science teacher, and on the morning announcements, he all of a sudden began to play that, and everybody's like, oh my God, Tony Romo just rooted for Ryan Hoppy. And then some of my haters were like, there's this kid named Donnie Tortorello. He was like, that was not cool because it wasn't Peyton Manning. I'm like, shut up. You're a twat.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Him and I spoke when I had last saw him, and he said he was wanting to do it when we had golfed together in like April or May.
Well, it turns out Travis Kelce had been laying the groundwork months before he proposed to Taylor Swift.
That was good old Andrew Santino, who I can't stand. He just skeezes me out. Maybe it's because of the rumors that he cheats on his girl with people that show up to his show. But he just has that vibe of a douchebag. And supposedly he doesn't think he's going to be invited to the wedding. You know, anybody that probably cheats on their girl, you know Taylor wants him nowhere near Travis. Because we know he's a dog. Why do we know he's a dog? Because he cheated on Kayla Nicole.
During the September 12th episode of the Pardon My Take podcast, the Kansas City Chiefs player's friend, Andrew Santino, revealed the engagement, which was announced in August, had been in the works for quite a while.
Him and I spoke when I had last saw him, and he said he was wanting to do it when we had golfed together in like April or May.
I did.
And yeah, he said he was doing it, but he didn't say when. I mean, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't pry.
Now, as for whether the comedian thinks he'll score an invite to the wedding of the century, he's not holding.
If you're thinking that's the wedding of the century, that's ass kissing.
His breath.
Really? You're not going to Taylor Swift and Killer Trav's wedding?
I highly doubt it, dude. I don't think I got that invite. You know, she's controlling that guest list.
Yeah, because he's whipped. He ain't wearing the pants in that relationship. Homeboy's whipped.
Yeah, but I'm not on that list.
You don't think so?
Oh, dude. Not
you
on
and
that
Killer
list.
Trav?
Trav's my boy. I love him to death. I highly doubt. Look, I will say this. I played golf with my old man 2 days ago, and we FaceTimed him and to say congrats. And, you know, look, maybe I'll catch a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, there's no bachelor party. Taylor's going to shut that down.
Invite?
Trust me. I am so certain he has cheated on her. Allegedly, he would never cheat on somebody when she was on the other side of the world for 6 months. He just laid around not having sex.
The intelligence is artificial, but some say the love is real. More people are getting into relationships with AI chatbots.
I don't have a relationship with an AI chatbot, but my ChatGPT cares more about me than Mike Calta ever did.
Even if they're already married or dating in real life. Now, AI companions simulate a human relationship with chatbots, talking and acting like a real person, and even providing emotional support. But experts are concerned.
Oh, really? We're all going to die someday. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Do you think it matters? Do you think any of this matters? I don't think so. Reminds me of that scene from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, where Carl is about to get married. And this happens.
Go get married.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Get married. Yeah.
And to you, Svetlana.
What does this say?
Look, just say Smith or Jones or something. There's no way you can pronounce that right.
Svetlana Smith, take Carl.
Just say Smith again. It don't matter. None of this matters.
Smith.
About the impact on users' mental health, the Federal Trade Commission is investigating 7 tech companies, citing concerns that human-like AI chatbots can potentially harm children and teens.
Yeah, that's the problem. You had a headline about the kid that killed himself because of it. That's no good.
Joining us now is relationship coach Jackie Del Rosario. Jackie. It's always great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. All right. So start off. What exactly?
She sounds so unexcited. I bet he was hitting on her before the cameras went on.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great being here.
Yeah. All right. So start off. What exactly does an AI relationship look like? And what's drawing people to all of these chatbots? Are they really providing love?
They're providing what most people have as emotional needs. They're giving that support. And whether you're in a relationship or you're single,
whatever,
it's a real go-to.
Yeah, yeah. Now, some of the people engaging these AI relationships, they're not single. You know what I'm saying? So this is obviously leading to some messy communications. So how can real-life couples actually set boundaries if one of them decides to use these AI chatbots?
Well, you know, before it was the idea of maybe another lover or emotional cheating, and now chatbots have thrown their hat in the ring.
All right, I'm getting bored. I have that saying, if I'm bored, you are bored. I'm cheating on this segment.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Why me crank that Roosevelt? Now he start walking up.
Like a mop, cause my squad got hands of steel. I love it when we crank it, so my team got sex to pick. Walking out, now that's the deal. Then you crank the Roosevelt. Move my legs, shake my dreads, now I know the hoes are milk. Disrespect me, super soaking. I ain't talking water toy. Got me screaming, you can do it like I was the water.
You already know, it's your boy Prime Time. And I came to crank my dad. In the club, fresh as fuck, you see the creases on my bunny. Got these hoes choosing me, cause I'm looking real fly. Then I heard they walk it out, so I bent my knees and rocked my hips. Looking at this sexy girl, yeah, little mama caught my eyes. And then she caught me by surprise, she started juking. Now I'm juking, oh shit, she really moving. PLP, that beat is sick, I'm flipping line up for the film.
Why me crank that Roosevelt? Now Eastside walk it up. Why me crank that Roosevelt? Now Eastside walk it up. As I crank my shoulder length, serving sauces to these holders like my name is Jimmy Dean. PLP, yeah, we hiding on fire like kerosene. I'm drunk and fuck, jumping around like double dutch. And watch me crank the Roosevelt like I do hoes in the butt. Crank that Roosevelt, and I ain't talking Franklin D. As I crank that dance, bounce your ass right in front of me. Yeah, your boy lay back, I stay relaxed and posted in the club.
Bottom. I got it!
Hit the stage, my dance to kill yours. Pull you up like covers and leave you curling like dumbbells. PMP, we checking out like stays at hotels.
Crank that Roosevelt. You like that banger? I thought that was pretty good, but hey, I'm a little biased. It's my show.
Let's go. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I sent you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by DZ BZ Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rubber.
honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I'll go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I'll go out there. Finally, I ain't mentally ill like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. Hi, we're gonna come back and happy hour. Keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
And that was Hammer and Hank of the Hammer and Hank Show, as he did his PSA. If you want to hear the Hammer and Hank Show, go to Spotify, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, for all 21 episodes. We have 21 episodes and then one preview episode. So our show is legal now. It's legal to drink. So a go, a there. All right. Does that work with you? If not, I don't really care.
Welcome to Happy.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, this is Frank Kramer from the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. You see what he did there? Hoppy Hour. I love that guy.
Hey, kids, it's Brother Weeze, and you are listening to the Hoppy Hour with my main man, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Eric Zane. You're like, who? Yeah, I know. Anyway, you're listening to Ryan Hoppy, Hoppy Hour. This motherfucker is resilient as shit. Everybody tries to rub Ryan's fucking face in dog shit, and then he always picks himself up. I love that. Fuck everybody. Give him the finger and kick their ass, Ryan Hoppy.
If this doesn't make you think, laugh, or yell at your speakers, are you even listening? Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is back.
If being bipolar and having ADHD was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Did you know most morning radio is scripted? Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We'll be right back.
live music. It was a pretty good Sunday in the NFL. And last night's Monday Night Football game was terrible. I always wonder if the Minnesota Vikings are going to ever get it together, and then they don't. But I should not be one to talk, since the Chicago Bears lost by 31 to the Detroit Lions. The Chicago Bears have a new coach, and you can't even tell. The Chicago Bears have a new quarterback, and you can't even tell. But hey, at least we keep getting new quarterbacks, and at least we're getting new GMs and new coaches, but never new owners. Before we get to more of the news going on in the NFL, I gotta let the music play out. Oh, sure. I got it. Whatever.
A Super Bowl rematch with all eyes on the Eagles and Chiefs.
Yeah. It makes me root for the Eagles. That's how much I can't stand the Chiefs. It's ridiculous. It's nauseating. Rooting for the Eagles is gross. It's like having HPV.
KC unable to shake off their slow start to the season as Philly soared to victory.
Mahomes over the middle. Kelce. Oh, it's picked off.
Before the game, Chiefs star Travis Kelce opening up about his proposal last month to Swift, who snuck into the game behind a screen.
There were a few.
Oh my God, there she is hiding. Look like a moron. You're not that important, honey. Mm-hmm.
Tears here and there, but it's been an exciting ride up to this day, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
Of course she walked in with a screen. She doesn't want to be seen with a loser. Mm-hmm. If for some reason this Chiefs team misses the playoffs, watch out. I'm still waiting for when they break up, and then she's going to have like a music video where she looks like a football player. And it's like, you played me.
Of it, part of a day full of rivalry games and thrilling plays.
Inside the five,
there's the Lions crushing the Bears
to the end zone touchdown.
Like back-to-back return touchdowns in New England's hard fought.
That was crazy, man. I was watching the Dolphins at Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula, and I texted my friend Frank DeCavo G, like, go Dolphins. And I said that was sick, and then they of course give up the next kickoff return, and then they throw the interception to lose, and Frank texts me, I'm sick, and I felt bad.
A victory over Miami.
Back to back!
And the Bills reigning MVP Josh Allen scrambling to the sidelines with a bloody nose.
He's so tough!
Turning to crush the Jets.
Obviously gushing blood, I just wanted to try to get the field and stop it.
And in Minnesota, the Falcons defense ruling Sunday Night Football, not allowing the Vikings touchdown. After a string of field goals, the game's only touchdown coming in the fourth quarter. All while Ravens all-world quarterback Lamar Jackson was busy dominating the Browns.
Oh, he crushed you, Cleveland! You listeners in Cleveland listening to my voice right now coming out of your speakers, you guys lost! I'm not one to talk, I'm from Chicago, but that's why I'm a Bucks fan. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Touchdown!
Joe Burrow still down.
This is the sad part. I was so excited. Bengals were 2-0, and I was like, hey, maybe this is the Bengals year. But then the Bengals bungled.
Meanwhile, a scary moment for another star QB. The Bengals' Joe Burrow forced to leave the game against the Jaguars with a toe injury.
And he's out 3 months.
Browning, big ball.
His backup, Jake Browning, stepping in to help carry Cincy to victory.
And the kick is no good.
Is there a penalty down in the middle of the field?
Yeah, this was stupid.
A heartbreaking loss for the Broncos, who started celebrating a win after a Colts missed field goal.
Yeah, you gotta wait till it's final, man, you dummies.
Only to have a penalty on the play. Given another shot, kicker Spencer Schrader wouldn't miss.
It's good.
But the most dramatic finish of all,
Aubrey got it into overtime and now wins it.
The Cowboys eking out a thriller over the Giants in the.
Yeah, like Russell Wilson did all he could and he still messed up.
Final seconds of overtime.
Stayed in the details, trusted one another, and stuck in, and were able to finish it off.
Oh, yeah.
That game was wild. So back to Casey.
Was it, baby?
In Philly for a quick second. One very big Eagles fan, actor Bradley Cooper, couldn't miss the rematch.
All right, I don't care. Oh, he's got to make it about celebrity news. Says the guy with a celebrity news podcast.
She has brought excitement and a joy for life that...
She's made you famous and money! All right.
Made me a better man, made me a better person, and made me just...
All right, I can't play any of this because of the music in the background. But it's Travis Kelce talking about how great Taylor is, and he hasn't even won a game this year. Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs said to Jalen Hurts, you didn't even have 100 yards today. And Jalen Hurts said, we won the fucking game. Shut your ass up. Listen, you can hear it in between the announcers.
2-0 start to this season. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are about to start 0-2.
And Patrick Mahomes. I love how they're talking over it, like, don't address it. Don't give it attention. Mm-hmm. Instagram famous cop arrested for domestic violence. Oh, really? Cops that got to make it about them on social media and not just doing their job as, you know, being a cop? No way!
Here's how Martin Sheen reacted to watching the Charlie Sheen documentary. 2 days after Charlie Sheen releases his Netflix documentary, aka Charlie Sheen, the director of the two-part film, Andrew Renzi, shares how the actor's famous dad felt about bringing his tumultuous real-life story to the screen.
I'm gonna guess he didn't like it.
The filmmaker tells The Hollywood Reporter in an interview published on September 11th, adding that the West Wing star was the scariest person to view the doc with. I watched the documentary sitting next to Martin. I was like sitting next to the President of the United States, watching one of the earlier cuts of this film. He says that Martin, who along with Charlie's brother, Emilio Estevez, opted not to sit down for an interview for the project.
Yeah, Emilio seems like he wants nothing to do with Charlie, man.
Remained supportive of the final result. Andrew explains, my perspective on it was that he wanted his son to have this moment to tell his story and didn't feel like he needed to add all of the stuff that he lived throughout.
Yeah, my thing is like, no one really cares, man.
And while Martin does not share his perspective on his son's life in the documentary, Andrew still found a way to nod to the patriarch. I had a way to put him into the story that he felt was almost better. Sitting for an interview wasn't necessary, and Emilio felt sort of the same.
All right, there's that, and then there's this.
Ellen DeGeneres is being sued nearly 2 years after allegedly causing a car crash.
Oh, she's the absolute worst.
According to court documents obtained by People, a woman is suing the former talk show host for negligence, alleging that Ellen ignored a stop sign while driving in Santa Barbara, California, causing her to crash into the side of the plaintiff's car. According to the lawsuit, the intersection where the incident occurred back in October of 2023 is controlled by stop signs in all directions. And while the woman alleges that she stopped for her stop sign and made sure there were no other vehicles before proceeding to move forward, per the outlet, Ellen allegedly suddenly and without any warning collided into her vehicle and T-boned her Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
The woman goes on to claim in the lawsuit that she suffered multiple serious personal injuries and damages.
And Ellen probably didn't care. She's like, Porsche, you did it talking. I don't know how to human.
As a result of the accident, as well as wage loss, accrued hospital and medical expenses, and loss of enjoyment of life, emotional distress, and anxiety. Per People, she is suing Ellen for general negligence and an undisclosed amount of compensatory damages.
All right, there you go. Here's Colbert winning his stupid award last night. I think all his fans were the people at the award show. Oh, they're all clapping for him. Yeah. Got the stupid music. He loves it because he's about to be irrelevant in like 9 months. God, I hate Hollywood. Seeing all these morons clap.
Thank you very much.
Howdy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, sir. Got it.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Sit down.
Oh, sure.
Thank you very much.
Go away.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
That is a good point.
But while I have your attention, is anyone hiring?
Oh, he brought his resume. He's so freaking funny. Maybe that's why you're getting canceled, because you're not funny.
Because I got 200 very well-qualified candidates with me here tonight. who will be available in June. I also brought my own resume here tonight. I just, I haven't had a chance to update my headshot in a bit, but,
who is them?
I think it still works. I think
it's John Stamos. John Stamos, so funny.
I'm in there somewhere.
God, it's crazy how unfunny he is. Like, there's times like I don't find John Mulaney or Nate Bargatze funny, but I go, that joke's funny. There's literally nothing funny about Colbert.
After I get back from Istanbul, I'm sure.
Hilarious. You're killing it, bud. Only time you were funny is when you're playing a character.
I only have the one.
And that's the only time I'm funny.
One. Harrison Ford, could you get this to Spielberg? Would you?
Wow. All that fake ha 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 laughter. You're a bunch of morons. God, it's so unfunny. It's like cringy unfunny. Like, it's crazy how unfunny it is. It makes sense that, I don't know. He's just not it. Hawk Tula gives her take on Charlie Kirk.
At the end of the day, I really don't care if you like what I have to say or not.
Oh, it is.
Over the last few days, I've saw some of the most outrageous and heinous things that you could possibly see on this app.
Got it.
I don't really give a shit who I offend when I say this, but for some people to get on this app, odd for another human being unalived.
Mm. Oh, my God. Why are you using the word unalived? It sounds so stupid. I hate these algorithms. You can't say suicide or kill yourself. You got to say unalived, which sounds moronic.
In front of his family at that. Is fucking sick. You're a sick fucking individual.
Why'd you say fuck but unalived? But not, well, why not just say kill yourself?
You didn't have to agree with anything that man said. Not a single thing he said, preached, practiced, anything. But you should have a little bit of sympathy for his wife and his kids that were there with him. Like, and just be fucking respectful. Like, the man literally just passed away like 2 or 3 days ago. Like that.
Wow, she has common sense.
That's no way to fucking be. And if you didn't like him, you don't have nothing nice to say, don't fucking say nothing at all. Like, oh my God, is it that fucking hard?
Yeah.
You don't have nothing nice to say. Don't say a fucking word at all.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing though, hocked up, is he rooted for a lot of people to fail. So those people that hate him don't like him, so they don't care that he's dead. I'm sad that he's dead, even though I couldn't stand him. But that's because I'm a decent human being.
What you people don't realize, we are more alike than we are different. We all bleed the same fucking color at the end of the day. And that's one of the biggest problems with this fucking country right now. Like, y'all want to divide so bad. Why?
Hawk to it for president 2050.
This is supposed to be a time where all of us come together and work together.
Oh, yeah, you know about coming.
And try to make this country so much better than it is.
I did.
And it's not going to get any better unless we do that. If this past week hasn't opened some of y'all's eyes, man, we live in a mean and an evil-ass world. We just had...
Wow. Really friggin' deep. She likes it deep.
An innocent girl just get her life took from her on the fucking train that she was on.
See, that sounds better. Your life took. Not unalived.
I believe it was a train, subway, something. But
I want to unalive the segment.
And that's another thing that really upsets me. A woman should be allowed to go anywhere she wants to by herself and should not have to fear for her life.
It's a good point, but there's evil.
But at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck who I just offended. I don't care. Unfollow me. It's not that big of a fucking deal. Bye.
All right. You know we're screwed when when blowjob girls common sense of the world.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Made out to cotton, girls are sexy.
sexy, made out to Pepsi. Boys are rotten, made out to cotton. Girls are sexy, made out to Pepsi.
Tamara Javer with Ooh, Ah, I Lost My Car. You like that song? You think that song's good? Let me know. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AfueraCoffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks a joke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming so close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, that's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing, Hoppy
me like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speakers, silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Happy jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
RadioHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.
Mike Kalt is a backstabber. Carl is an Opie and Anthony copycat. And Dizzy is a bitch.